This is VOA News via remote. I'm Tommy McNeil. Officials say the U.S. is poised to approve sending M1 Abrams tanks to Ukraine as international reluctance to send tanks to the battlefield against Russians appear to begin eroding. According to one official, the U.S. announcement to send a bit more than 30 tanks is expected to come Wednesday. In a coordination with an announcement by Germany that it will approve Poland's request to transfer German-made Leopard 2 tanks to Ukraine, the war in Ukraine has pushed the doomsday clock forward. We get details from AP correspondent Lisa Dwyer.
We move the clock forward the closest it has ever been to midnight. It is now 90 seconds to midnight.
That's 10 seconds closer to striking midnight than last year. The announcement comes from the president and CEO of the Bulletin of Atomic Scientists, Rachel Bronson, who says,
"The members of the Science and Security Board move the hands of the doomsday clock forward, largely, though not exclusively, because of the mounting dangers in the war in Ukraine."
And while there are other factors,
"We are releasing today's statement in English, Russian, and Ukrainian. It is the first time we have done this, and we hope it garners the attention it deserves in the capitals most affected."
I'm Lisa Dwyer.
Elsewhere. In less than 2 months, more than 50 people have died in Peru, largely protesters at the hands of police officers. And while a few international voices of concern have emerged, much of the regional and global community has largely remained silent, to the dismay of human rights advocates who are calling for condemnation the state violence and lease since the president was impeached and imprisoned for trying to dissolve Congress. Peru's new president, Dina Boluarte, was notably absent from a meeting of regional leaders. This is VOA News. AP correspondent Julie Walker reports on the latest string of recoveries of confidential information from the homes of current and former top U.S. officials. Documents with classified markings were discovered in former Vice President Mike Pence's Indiana home just last week.
The newest discovery puts Pence, who had previously insisted he followed stringent protocols regarding classified documents, into the debate over the handling of secret materials by officials who have served in the highest ranks of government. Pence's lawyer said the former vice president had engaged outside counsel with experience in handling classified documents to review records stored at his home out of an abundance of caution after the Biden documents became public.
That's AP's Julie Walker reporting. Elon Musk spent roughly 3 hours on the witness stand in his third day of testimony in the lawsuit by Tesla investors. AP correspondent Norman Hall reporting.
Elon Musk told jurors hearing the class action lawsuit that he did not mislead Tesla shareholders about obtaining financing in an aborted buyout. The billionaire insisted that he could have pulled off the deal had he wanted. His lawyers sought to portray Musk as a trustworthy business leader capable of raising as much money as needed to pursue his visions. But the defense must overcome a ruling by the presiding judge that Musk's 2018 tweets about securing financing for Tesla buyout were false. I'm Norman Hall.
Ships searching in wind-whipped waters between South Korea and Japan have picked up at least 14 of the 22 crew members from a cargo ship that sank early Wednesday. South Korean officials said 9 of them remain unconscious, but they did not immediately confirm any deaths. They said the crew members will be airlifted to Japan for treatment. South Korean and Japanese Coast Guard vessels and aircraft, as well as 2 commercial cargo ships, were continuing to search for the 8 missing crew members in the rough waters. The location is about 93 miles south of Korea's Jeju Island and 100 miles south of Nagasaki, Japan. The Colombian Navy has seized over 4 tons of cocaine hydrochloride after authorities intercepted a semi-submersible with the illicit cargo Monday. Drone shots show the semi-submersible ship being dragged and taken to a dock and various members of the Army unloading packages for chemical testing. The operation, which according to police took 11 million doses out of the market, involved the Colombian Navy, Coast Guard units, Naval Aviation, and Foreign Aid. 4 crew members found on the ship were detained and will be investigated for the alleged offense of trafficking and more. Via remote, I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.